Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
You know, I always got a no-no about who I deal with. I don't deal with negative people. And I don't deal with people who want to take my dreams away, my Hollywood dreams away. You know. When I hear individuals say they want to keep me in an amateur category or who constantly say the same thing about my keyboard playing, and I'm not playing for them. I mean, I'm trying to write a song. It's none of their business who say I can't play and I should never play. They want to hinder me from playing in public. They want to say they made up lies that I gave other people permission to use my songs nearby. That's not cool. That's evil. What are they trying to do? Take away the fairy tale? There's a fairy tale for me. Yes, I'm one of millions of dreamers who came out to Hollywood, and I hope my dreams come true. You know, I'm very much aware of reality about what I should do. I'm an independent person, mentally and physically. I make my own decisions. I don't want anyone telling me what to do with my life, especially with someone who has a high education and I'm such a go-getter, what I want. But when it comes to going for dreams in Hollywood, that's a no-no. It is evil. When they say they don't want me to be an amateur, they just want me to do something like, oh, just be a lawyer. And when they say they want my songs used or something, what are they trying to say? It's okay to be a thief, or they want me to not make it in Hollywood? That's negative. I came out to L.A. when I was a teenager for that dream. Just like a lot of dreamers who are in not just West Hollywood and Hollywood, met musicians in Studio City or Van Nuys. There's millions in the San Fernando Valley, San Gabriel Valley, downtown L.A., and south of it, even in Orange County. Who came out here to be a star. There's millions of all ages, shapes, and sizes. Some as young as 15 or wanting to make an industry, coming out here 17, and to people as old as 60, 70, who are still trying to write that song to hope that they can have that big hit. I think it's a positive thing to go for a dream like Hollywood, but also the knowledge and awareness how hard it is in a competition, and to know that the truth is, yes, it's very hard to make that dream happen. It's time consuming, and some people, unfortunately, don't see their dream happen. And I don't want to be one of those people. Why am I alive? I want to see it happen, you know? Of course, I know I have to be realistic to do other things with my life, but I don't need to hear somebody put me down. And I guess when I hear that, it's something negative about it. And then I say, well, it's probably because there's two or three things. They're probably jealous because I got music, or don't like me releasing pop music or doing things. Three, something wrong with them mentally, which is the case. You know, you don't get into other people's business unless you have a mental problem or something wrong with you or something really wrong with you. Or three, well, regardless of their opinion. I learned a long time ago rejections and opinions are part of the process. There's a lot of people who are going to like my music and a lot of people who may not. But I go for those who do. That should not hinder my chances to make it in Hollywood. I just wrote a song about it. I want my Hollywood dreams to come true. It's a story about the struggle to make it in Hollywood, how hard it is and how tough it is. Yes, I went back to college to have something to fall back on. But as a starving artist, and it's difficult to be a starving artist out here with the competition and the time consuming, it's still a positive thing. It can happen. It has been many cases where dreams have happened in Hollywood after 20 years or so on. Yes, 10 years or whatever. But it takes a lot of hard work. But I don't need to hear somebody say, oh, I shouldn't do it. I can't sing. I can't play. I need to give up. I'm too ugly. That's negative. Something wrong with them. Dream, though they are dream killers. And I don't need to listen to that. Or I should be just try to be a go and just be a typical job as a manufacturer, or just, oh, they say I should be an attorney. Being an attorney is positive, but to give up and to see me just stay an amateur, that's evil. As I told you before, I don't deal with criminals. I don't deal with severe mentally ill people, and I deal with drug addicts, alcoholics, cocaine addicts, or any type of person who's negative, because they tend to hurt and do bad things to other people. And in my life, I was hurt physically and mentally by these people when I was younger in more ways than one. So it's, I had to stay away from those types forever because they're negative. Negative people, negative consequences. If I hang around a negative person, it will always bring negative consequences. And that is a fact. When someone put me down about my music all the time or try to hinder me or something, that's a negative person. That's also a dangerous person trying to take my Hollywood dreams away. If you have a Hollywood dream to be in the music industry like me, like acting or music, I'm in the music department. I made several demos. I was not just in the studio, I was on stage with bands. I'm a member of a Broadcast Music Incorporated, BMI, ASCAP. I'm a professional singer-songwriter. My songs have been released to the public professionally, but I'm still struggling, but it's a good thing, you know. And I am, working at ASCAP as a songwriter who, and a part of their process is they pay people like me who writes music. Well, I will tell you, I haven't, it's just an ongoing process, to crawl my way to the top or to get that chance at that dream. At the same time, I also know that when I went back to college, I had to have something to fall back on in case something happened or despite efforts, If anything happens, then I can have another career and try to balance it out. But it's very hard to be a starving artist. It's very hard to go for that dream. It's really time-consuming. It really is. But I have a talent. I have not just ambition, but I have a talent to write and to sing and to create. And also do videos, So, yeah, acting, singing, in that part, make videos, make movies with the music or to create and have fun at it. Yeah, I need to improve. Yeah, I need to get outside help. Sometimes it's like the piano, I need to get outside help, but I can play the piano. Like I've written a song, I Do Love You, that I've written the whole song, or I Love Is Spiritual. And I was planning to release more music with my piano playing to the public. So it's part of the process of going for that dream of something that I really want to do. And while I'm doing it, I don't need to hear somebody put me down all the time. What was really offensive is that somebody said that they wanted somebody else to sing my songs that I've written. That can't be done unless I get permission directly. That's not fair to me. They trying to take away my dream. When they say that somebody else should be in a band with me a long time ago, whatever, that was not a band, you know. I'm like, that doesn't make sense. They're trying to take away my Hollywood dreams. It's negative what they're saying. Especially if they don't talk to me directly. They're saying things that don't pertain to the reality of what I'm doing. But I ignore them pretty much because I know they're likely not musicians. Because a lot of these people are not musicians or experts on the field of music in the first place. So I pretty much ignore them. But even if they were, I would just see it as another opinion. But the point I'm trying to make is if they being negative and say, oh, I can't make it as a singer or songwriter, they don't want me to be in the industry at all. They want me to do something else. Something is wrong with them mentally. And that's negative. That's got to be, you know, that's evil. I'm going to continue to go for the dream because I came out here. That dream is going on for years. Yes, realistically, I have to probably over time realize the reality of my life and try to balance it out as an independent person, but on my own terms, whether I retire on my own terms or whatever, going for that dream. And I'm not about to anytime soon. It's a positive thing to create, but it's not positive to put me down or try to hinder me from it. It's also not positive to say that I let people borrow my songs, because I did not. What are you trying to do? Not only to try to take my dream away in Hollywood, but you're trying to be a criminal, be a thief? Because that's not right. It's also not right for them to say negative things, but that's part of the reason why I talk about dream killers. They love to take away dreams. Everybody who has ambition or talent come across dream killers. And in Hollywood, it's no exception. Definitely not. The fairy tale is to go for that dream no matter how long it takes. But it's not for me to listen to it to a negative person who wants to hinder me because of jealousy or because of ignorance. Or even if they have their own opinion that is authentically what they feel, their opinion, that is not going to dictate whether I make it or not. Really, the way to make it in an industry is what I do, what decisions I make, not theirs. But for me to listen to that on a daily basis is surely a sign of some negativity and something wrong. But it's truly that they're trying to take my dream away, and that's something I can't tolerate. The only way I can, the way the response that I do it is just keep doing what I'm doing. And also protect my music, because when they say they're going to use my music, they commit fraud or theft. If you got a talent to write a pop song or be involved in the songwriting, then or a rock song or whatever, that's where it is. I guess something's wrong with these people when they say rock and roll music. Rock and roll music? I'm not making rock and roll music right now. Of course, I have made rock and roll music in the past. I may make it in the future. Making rock and roll music is positive. It's part of the fairy tale. But it has nothing to do with the pop song that I write now. But in general, the truth is, and indirectly it does, indirectly, because it's about going for a dream. So don't take my Hollywood dreams away to be a pop star or musician or songwriter, rock and roll, pop, or whatever. It's evil. It's wrong. It's very hard to go for that dream, that fairy tale, but I must continue because it's part of my destiny to do just that, make that dream come true. Good day, good night from Dove Night.